This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 57. This is The Matrix Revolution from 2003. This is the final movie of the entire trilogy until part 4 comes out later in the year. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those subscribe buttons. This is a brand new channel. This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast YouTube channel. And of course, when videos drop, please hit that notification bell so when videos drop or new episodes drop, you guys will be notified. And for those of you that are taking us on the go, whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to your podcast on, please hit that like button, hit those auto plays so every time the new episodes drop, you guys listen to us on the go in the gym, you at work, or you driving to work. We will appreciate it. Okay, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Matrix Revolution from 2003?
So when I was watching it, I realized that I haven't watched this movie in full since the movie theater in 2003. Now, wow. I've seen like parts here and there, but I never rewatched this movie. So this was essentially a full first time rewatch for me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the same thing. This is my least favorite of the three, but we're going to break everything down. But it's been a while since I've seen it too, but has it changed doing this rewatch? That's the question. But of course, we're going to do the box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, and then right into our movie reviews. So let's start it off with the Matrix Revolution box office numbers.
All right. Now, I think this the last one made a ton of money. I underguessed. Now, I think this one also made a lot of money, but I don't remember how much the second one made. So I'm going to say $273 million. This one made $273 million US.
All right. So here we go. Is Nate absolutely correct? Well, let's see. Well, he's actually wrong. Domestic.
What else is new?
Yeah. Domestic, it made $139 million. International, it made $280. So if you would have went to international, you would have been closer.
That's it?
Yeah. And worldwide for $427 million on a budget of $150 million. So technically, it was a successful third movie, but kind of low from the second one. The second one,
I remember the last one worldwide made like 700 and something million.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world? Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe we'll figure out what happened because we're about to review it in a minute, but I don't know. That sounds kind of interesting. All right, well, I was wrong. What else is new? Now it's to the part where Alex gets to be wrong. This is where we guess the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, these scores don't matter. They're meaningless. Absolutely pointless. But we like to let you know how well received these movies are among critics and fans. So, Rotten Tomatoes score, Alex, critical and audience. Remember, the second one was a 73 and a 72, very close to each other.
Okay.
Matrix Revolutions, what do you think?
Well, from these numbers, and I know for a fact, everybody hates this movie, right? When you really talk to everyone, everyone hates this movie. So, critically, I might go into greens, the splat, right? We're going to call that the Slimer splat. So, I'm going to give it the Slimer splat. I'm going to go with a 33. That's what Slimer says. 33. Okay. And then the audience, I'm going to give it like a 52.
Okay. Yeah. Close. No cigar. This got a critical score of 35%. 2% off. Yep. 35. God. And this has an audience score of 60%. According to the audiences, even though they didn't like it, 60%, I mean, more than half liked it, apparently. Critics, not more than half, 35%. But irrelevant. These are all irrelevant.
Right. And you know what? Just like The Rock says, it doesn't matter what those critics and audience score says because this is our review on The Matrix Revolution. So with that said, let's give you guys our criteria. Lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points of the entire categories. And of course, guys, if you have seen this film, which I bet everyone did, please leave a comment down below on YouTube. Or if you guys are watching us, are you listening to us on the go? Please leave a comment on any of the platforms that you guys are listening to us on. But let's start it off with the lead character, Neo himself, Keanu Reeves. Nate.
Yeah, Neo Jackson or whatever his name was. Neo Anderson.
Jackson.
I like Neo Jackson. Sounds cooler. I watched that movie.
Yeah.
Listen, he's worse in this one than he's been in any of the other ones. Now, I gave him a 4 in each of the first two. He is off the screen for a good majority of this movie, to be honest. A lot of other stuff is going on that is not focused on Neo. And I would even go so far as to say all the main characters from this movie, they all get the shaft in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay? All of them are barely in it. It's kind of weird. I don't understand. This is the shortest Matrix, which is weird. Usually, you know, your last one is usually the longest one. This one is the shortest. It's shorter than The Matrix Reloaded and the first Matrix. And they still got the shaft. It's a little confusing. He gets Neo, you know, like I said, he's off screen a lot. Keanu's still fine in the role. You know what I mean? He plays it the same way. This was filmed back to back with Reloaded, so that probably helps. You know, he's kind of just in that mode already. But I don't know. I mean, he's not terrible. He gets to be the whole kind of savior thing by the end of it. But it's weird. He goes blind. I mean, I gave him a 3. This is my least favorite Neo of the whole thing, to be honest. He's just not in it enough, and nothing new really happens, like, as far as like a progression of his character, in my opinion.
I mean, I do agree with you on that. When rewatching this movie, it felt kind of weird because Reloaded, I felt like, was the longer movie out of the three, right? Am I going crazy?
It wasn't the longest.
Right?
No, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was longer, and I felt like, and we're going to do the rankings on the podcast, so listen out for that during the week. We're going to be dropping our Matrix rankings during the weeks. But in terms of Neo himself, I enjoyed him on screen. I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe the third time is a charm style, but I enjoyed him. When he's on screen, you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. Again, with the questions, but not as much questions. Now he's kind of answering them, right? Like, if you really see throughout, he already starts to know what he has to do to save the world. And I kind of agree with you, but the fighting is still superb. I will talk about all that during the action scenes. But with that, I enjoyed him. So I gave it a 4. I mean, I know. I gave the other ones a little higher, I believe in the half, right? 4.5.
Something like that.
Yeah, this one I'm going to go with the 4 because I did enjoy Neo when he's on screen. And I do understand what you're saying. He was not on screen for the entire movie. It was more Agent Smith. The other Agent Smith we're going to talk about in the main villain. But yeah. I gave it a 4. So let's get to main villain, which is myself. Agent Smith / human Agent Smith on the other end.
Gage? I think his name
Cage, right? Gage, right? Yeah, Gage or Gage.
Yeah.
I gave him a 4. The reason why I gave him a 4 is because he sounded exactly like Hugo Weaving, the actor. He portrayed him very well. And I think that's why I gave it a 4, because his acting was just like the other actor. He did a great job mimicking him, trying, and he got the speech pattern very similar to him. So that was very, very good, because Hugo Weaving has a very difficult speech pattern to like even try to emulate. So I thought that was very good. Agent Smith, though, let's talk about him in The Matrix. He was kind of annoying. I don't know if you agree with me. We'll talk about that when you give your review. But I felt he was annoying. He cloned everybody. He did the Oracle. He just cloned everyone, even the little girl off screen. It didn't do much for me because he didn't. I mean, he does do the fighting at the end, but again, it was CGI. There was not as practical as the other movies. This one was a mixture of both, like that whole park scene in part 2. In the park, they did a lot of more practical than CGI. This one was straight CGI when they went to the sky and punching each other, making these big explosions and with the water. And then let's talk about him off the Matrix, and he's inside that guy's body. I thought that was pretty cool, but it was just irrelevant for me, that storyline. I was just like, it just didn't do nothing for me. Like, I'm like, Neo is the one. He should have just saw this dude. I mean, the guy was speaking like Agent Smith, so I don't understand why he couldn't even see not even figuring it out, like, by then.
Right.
And for him to become blind to figure it out, I was just like, that's kind of dumb. To me, it was dumb. But with that, I gave him a 4. What did you think?
Generous Al.
Oh, I know you're going to take this.
Here it is, generous Al. I gave him a 2, okay? look,
yeah.
A solid 2, I guess. I don't like him in this. Another one. He's barely in it. He doesn't do anything. All he does is clone himself a billion more times, right? I don't, you know. They establish kind of like his purpose in the last movie, like what he's trying to do. They don't really explain how he can get into that guy's body, but whatever. Yeah, it was kind of stupid. I agree. I just didn't like him. I agree with you. I think that guy's performance, the actor's performance, was good. He had the cadence and everything, like the same way Hugo Weaving talks. That was pretty good. He did a good impersonation of Hugo Weaving. So, if we were scoring like the acting, I'd probably go higher. But just as a character, I don't like him in this. I think he got worse as the series went on as a villain. I thought he was an amazing villain in the first one. I thought he was a pretty good villain in the second one. And I thought he was kind of a whack villain in this one. If anything, he's the one I'm scoring. But if anything, the freaking Sentinels and robots were a way better villain in this movie. They were way scarier, way more menacing. Did a lot more, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I gave him a 2. I didn't really like him in this.
All right, here we go. Let's get to action scenes. Neat.
All right, so here's where, and it doesn't matter. I don't care what anyone says. I will never waver on this franchise. The action's a 5, even in this movie. Now, I will say there is, I wouldn't even say there's less action, to be honest. There's as much. The movie's a little shorter, but that battle scene in Zion with the robots and the machines that the people are in, the mech suits and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. that's a big, long, beefy scene. You know what I mean? Like, it is not 10 minutes and then they move on. It's like 30, 35 minutes long. A lot of guns being, you know, it's a different style of action. It's not all hand-to-hand like in the previous movies, but it's action and it's pretty thrilling. You do have the fight with the with Agent Smith and Neo at the end, in the rain. I agree with you. It's more CGI, but it actually looks better because of the rain. And you can't see as much how fake they look, in my opinion. Yes, the way they move, but the faces, you know, they're kind of obscured. So it doesn't look as bad as it did in Reloaded, where it's just like right there in the daylight. You could see they look like video games and it's not amazing. So I thought that was better. And then I love the club scene in this movie where they go to that club and those dudes start running on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I think it's sick. I think it looks great even now. Like, there's movies that come out now that look worse than that scene, the way they did it, how easily they flip from being on the floor to being on the ceiling. Awesome action scene. Yeah, I gave it a 5. I mean, I don't have any problem. Any problem I have with this movie is not the action.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I had no problems with the action. I thought the action was actually pretty good. I still think Reloaded is way better in the action sequences, but I think this one is actually really good. The Sentinel scenes is kind of funny because back then I hated the Sentinel scene. I was like, oh, this is stupid, but I kind of enjoyed it now. I was like, okay, now it kind of makes sense because I kind of listened to the story and the Sentinels look really good in 4K. I mean, holy crap. They did a great job with the transfer in 4K with the Matrix, with the Sentinels. Yep. I did like the whole Niobe driving scene.
That was awesome.
It reminded me of Star Wars when they're going through and they're fighting and doing all that stuff. I thought that was pretty cool.
In the tunnel, that was sick.
I do agree the whole Stefan. Oh, man, I can never stay for Cypher. Cypher. Cypher, that's Cypher. His name. The Asian guy. You said Asian dude.
Seraph.
Seraph. That was a cool scene when him and Morpheus and Trinity went to get the club scene. Yeah, that was really awesome. And I love seeing him. And I know the minute we seen that scene, I was like, Nate is already drooling when you saw your girl.
Monica Bellucci. Let me tell you something. Monica Bellucci. I mean, amazing.
That's amazing. I was like, that's Nate's girl. My wife started laughing. But yeah, other than that, everything was great. I have no nitpicks for me except the CGI. But everything, you're right. Everything looked very well. And I gave it a 5. Storyline.
Yep. So listen, rewatching this. Now, I trust me, after rewatching Reloaded and realizing that I really, really, really liked it, I was hopeful for this because I hadn't seen it in a long time. You know, I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I was just wrong. Maybe my whole life is a lie. Maybe this is actually really great. And the story's weak, dude. It's weak. It is non-existent. This movie has barely any story, okay? The basic story of this is the humans fight off robots while Neo tries to go do something, right? Because not truly revealed what his exact plan is until the end of the movie. You know what I mean? And even then, it kind of didn't go as planned because of the whole other Smith thing. So it is thin. The first two movies have these very complex storylines. The only part of this movie that felt like the first two as far as story was the part in the subway with the train man.
Yeah.
That segment, I would say the first 20 minutes, still felt like, okay, they're telling an interesting story with the Matrix and things like that. After that, it just becomes an action movie, which is fine. You know, I like action. I was entertained while watching it, but as a story, It didn't affect my brain in any sort of way. It didn't stimulate my mind. It was pretty mindless. And the ending's kind of silly. Like, if you really think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but whatever. So I thought it was weak. I don't think it's not god awful, like not the worst thing I ever saw, but it's also not very strong. I gave it a 2.
Wow, you are generous, Nate, today.
Oh.
You're generous.
With a 2?
Yeah, nice. With a 2, that's generous. That's very generous. This story stunk. I'm just sorry to say, rewatching it, the story is very Jesus Christ, bro. Let's just call it like it is. Neo sacrificed himself for the humans, which is okay, which you kind of saw that coming, right? When you were watching
it. There's a lot of religious stuff throughout the other ones,
But to me, I felt like they could have did it in a better, unique way of storytelling, where you could have engaged with Neo and felt for him, because by the time, I did not feel for him at all. When he decided I was just like, who cares, bro? I was like, we already know you're going to do this. And then at the end, you're absolutely right with the Oracle saying, oh, we'll see him again, with the whole sunrise coming up. And I'm like, well, now we're seeing the Matrix 4, because Matrix 4 is coming out. And now I'm very intrigued to see how he comes back. Because if they come with some Jesus, he resurrects, then I'm like, oh, no, this is no bueno. Like, you're just going to do something really wrong here. But in terms of this film, There was a lot of weak points throughout the movie where I did not care for anything at all. I mean, even when Agent Smith confronts the Oracle, which you're going, holy crap, this is going to be a really big scene. It was one of the weakest scenes. She was like, just get along with it. And then he just put his hand, you know, he just stuck his hand. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Very weak. I did not like it. I give it a 1.
I ain't going to get an argument from me. I hear you.
Yeah. All right. So let's go with the overall.
All right. So overall, I hate to say it. I don't really hate to say it. I knew this was the case, but I'm confirming this is not a great movie. Okay. There's good things in it. It looks good. It still looks good. Right. All the technical stuff that was there in the first two is here in this one.
Right.
It looks good. The performers at this point, they play their roles great. I hated that some of the other people got the short end of the stick, but I thought it was cool that Jada Pinkett got something to do because she's a cool actress and she had a little bit bigger role flying the ship. Like, she got a cool scene. But other than that, they didn't really get anyone in time. No one shines in this, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, people have these little moments here and there that are cool, but nobody shines. Nobody gets a lot to do. They just move from place to place. Like, they just defend Zion for an hour and 45 minutes and then it ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all the interesting stuff that happens in the first act, which is the club scene we were talking about, the train scene with the train man and the little girl. That was interesting. I was like, I don't remember this. I'm interested in this. And then it just kind of goes off the rails. As soon as they unplug him from the Matrix, it just becomes very generic, where this is not a generic series prior to this. It's anything but, and then it becomes kind of generic. So I gave it a 2 overall.
You know, I gave it a 3.5 because, yes, I did not like the storyline, but I kind of enjoyed everything else, right? Like, if you shut your brain off and you just sit down to see some sci-fi action movie, this is actually a pretty good one. I mean, I could see the beef with everyone in terms of the entire picture of the Matrix. This is the weakest link. But I kind of enjoyed it, seeing Neo and Morpheus and Trinity on screen and them, you know, trying to rescue, what's it called, Zion. And I thought that was pretty cool. And again, with the Sentinels, was like the longest part of the movie. So I kind of enjoyed all that. So I liked that. I thought that was pretty cool with that. And then Link was pretty big, a big character in this movie, too, which I kind of like Link. He was a pretty cool navigator. The tech guy.
I liked him and his wife or whatever. Yeah. Like, I liked their. I was hoping they get, you know, together and all that. I like that. I like her and the other lady when they're trying to like fight off to the side, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know, they got something to do. That was cool. It's entertaining enough. Like,
yes,
especially if you're watching all three, I could watch it. You know, I didn't like hate my life. I agree with you in the sense of it could be one of those turn your brain off movies. The problem is the first two are not that at all. So it's like the disappointment brings it down for me. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But all right, let's go. Total points.
Total points. I added them up correctly. It is a 14 out of a 25 for me. Not great. Not the worst. I've given other movies we reviewed lower than 14 before. So, but a letdown after the first two, in my opinion.
Yeah, for me, it's a 17.5. To me, if you want to see it 1-3, I can't see no problems with the third one, right? You just enjoy it for what it is. But other than that, this is the weakest link out of the three movies out there for the Matrix. Yeah. So other than that, I mean, it looks outstanding in 4K. If you own it in 4K, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to like the action scenes, the sound, the Atmos soundtrack. If it is Atmos, I don't remember the codec.
It is.
Oh, so if it's Atmos, you're going to love that. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it. Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that is the Matrix Revolution. So, couple more podcasts coming out this week you're going to want to keep an eye and an ear out for. We are going to be reviewing starting our Sylvester Stallone month. And these were voted on by people on Instagram. I posted a poll. The first movie will be Tango and Cash. So we're going to be doing that on the next episode. And then the following episode, we got a little bonus ranking episode. We're going to rank the Matrix franchise. And then starting next week, we got a big one, Alex. Mm. We got a big one. Coming new to 4K, we will be reviewing the Indiana Jones franchise, all of them, along with the Stallone movies. So it's going to be a big month for Alex. I know he's very excited. Crystal Skull, Judge Dredd, all his favorites. So yeah, that's what you want to keep an eye out for. That's what's coming up.
Yeah, so if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Now check out his podcast. Now, again, a lot of people can be like, whoa. Starting a new podcast. We don't know the podcast name yet, so I can't reveal it because that's not my doing. He's going to do it soon. Coming soon is a new podcast, but check out his old podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Again, anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please head over to levelsofgeeks.com. We have everything there from merch to our audio and video podcast nicely organized for you guys. And for the first time, we have our videos now are going to be on its own YouTube channel. Right now, we don't have the custom name, so you got to search on it on YouTube. Action Movie Guys, and then once you find it, you could just hit the subscribe button, find a video there, and there you have it, guys. But
do yourself a favor. Go to the Action Movie Guys YouTube now and listen to episode one, which is up, and look how bad we sucked compared to now. Yourself a favor. You have a good chuckle. It's very terrible. We're experts now. We're professionals. We're amazing. We sucked back then. It was very bad. So go to YouTube. Go levels our Action Movie Guys and listen to it. It's trash, but we loved it, right? We did. We had a great time, and it's always be our number one.
It's a great goal. It's a 007 golden eye. But again, guys, I'm your host, Alex. That's your host,
Nate.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.